With VerboCare, help is always ready before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas. Today, we're setting our sights on a country that needs no introduction, yet holds infinite complexity. It's a place often defined by its extreme and its contrast. We're talking, of course, about the United States of America. From the Arctic cold of Alaska to the tropical heat of Hawaii, from the dense urban canyons of the New York City to the vast, often silence of the Great Plains, this nation is a study in geographical and cultural diversity. It's the world's third largest country by both land and area and population. The Federal Republic that has grown from 13 original colonies into a global power with territories stretching from Atlantic to Pacific and beyond. So grab your metaphorical passport and let's get started. Our journey across the United States begins now. To understand the United States, you have to start with the sheer scale. It contains 48 states, stretches 4,500 kilometers from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific. But that's only part of the story. The massive area encompasses 8 distinct psychographic divisions. It's a world of its own. In the east, you have the ancient rolling Appalachian Highlands. Move west, you'll cross the vast interior plains, which give you the dramatic peaks of the Rocky Mountain system. Farther still lies in the intermontane plateaus, a region of basins and ranges that is home to the sculpted wonder of the Grand Canyon and the arid depth of Death Valley. Before you finally hit the coastal ranges of the Pacific Mountain System, this is not just one landscape, it's a continent's worth of geography packed into a single nation. And what landscapes they are. The highest point in North America is the Denali in Alaska, towering at 6,194 meters, a testament to the raw power of tectonic forces. Yet less than 100 miles away in California, you can stand at the lowest point of the North America Badwater Basin in Death Valley, sitting 86 meters below sea level. This 282 foot below a sea level basin holds the record of the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth, a blistering of 134 degrees Fahrenheit or 56.7 degrees Celsius. But extreme heat is not the whole story. In Alaska, temperatures have plummeted to negative 80 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 62 degrees Celsius, showing the astonishing range of climate this country has to offer. This is the varied climate shaped largely by the fact that the major mountain and ranges from north to south that creates such distinct regional weather patterns. The West Coast enjoys the mild climate moderated by the Pacific Ocean, but travel inland to places like Arizona and Nevada, then you'll find yourself in the rain shadow of those coastal ranges, resulting into searching heat and aridity of the Sonoran and the Mojave deserts. This is interplay of the topography and atmosphere has dictated where people settle, how they farm, and the very character of American life. Consider the lifeblood of the continent, its water. The central part of the country is dominated by the Mississippi River system, known for the Native Americans as the Father of Waters. The Mississippi is one of the world's great rivers, along with the major tributary, the Missouri, and which begins in the Rocky Mountains. The system drains a massive portion of the continent, its waters meandering over 6,400 kilometers to the Gulf of Mexico. For centuries, these rivers were the highways of growing nations, carrying goods and people into the heart of the continent. Speaking of growth, the United States is a nation defined by movement. The human geography has been reshaped dramatically, especially since World War II. The post-war baby boom and massive waves of immigrant fueled population growth, leading to the rapid expansion of suburbs. This transformation created a new kind of American landscape. The sprawling, car-dependent communities on the edge of major cities. It made America a commuting nation, deeply reliant on highway systems and by extension of the oil and fuels them. Yet this prosperity was not universally shared. As the white middle class moved outward, economic opportunities and resources often move with them, leaving many inner cities isolated. This created a stark and persistent contrast within metropolitan areas, the wealth and the new development of the outer suburbs, the concentrated poverty and neglected in many urban cores. This disparity rooted in historical patterns and amplified by economic changes become an indelible part of the American landscape. Threw into the sharp focus on the entire world in aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Because of the history, the United States is perhaps best understood not just a single country, but it's a collection of large cultural regions. They are not official government units, but areas shaped by history, economics, literature, and shared custom. From the dialect you speak to the food you eat and the attitude you hold, the regions of the U.S. profoundly shapes your identity. The multicultural heritage of a place like the American Southwest is completely different from industrial legacy of the Great Lakes regions or the agrarian tradition of a Great Plains. Of course, at its core, the U.S. is a political entity. It's a federal republic comprising 50 states and the District of Columbia with the systems of government designed by Constitution, which came into effect in 1789. The last two states to join is the Union were Alaska and Hawaii, both admitted in 1959, solidifying the nation's reach into the far north and the mid-Pacific. Beyond the 50 states, its influence and territory extend to several populated and unpopulated territories, including Puerto Rico, Guam, and American Samoa, a legacy of its historical expansion. A lot of this, the geography, the history, the movement of people has created one of the world's most diverse populations. In our populations, the 2026 estimated population is over 340 million people, a dynamic mix of ancestries and cultures that continues to evolve. English is the predominant language and the language of government, yet it's intersecting. And interesting to note that the country has no official language at the federal level. The sheer diversity is a reminder that United States is not a finished product, but an ongoing experiment. Even its natural wonders hold surprises that defy easy classification. Take the tallest mountain in the world, while Mount Everest holds the title for highest altitude, the title for tallest from base to peak belongs to Hawaii's Mauna Kea. Measured from its base onto the ocean floor, it soars over 10,000 meters high, dwarfing even Everest. Or consider Crater Lake in Oregon, the deepest lake in the country. Formed by the collapse of a volcano, Mount Mazama, around 8,000 years ago, its pristine waters reached a depth of 1,932 feet, stunning a blue caldera filled only by rain and snow melt. After all their facts, still, did you know that the only royal palace used by monarch on U.S. soil is Lolani Palace in Honolulu, Hawaii? It was the residence of the Hawaiian monarchs until the monarchy was overthrown in 1893. Then there is the ancient Brussels cone pine trees found in the western states, some of the oldest living organisms on Earth. Silently witnessing the passage of the millennia in the harsh, high-altitude environment of California, Nevada, and Utah. Ultimately, the story of the United States is one of the contrast and connection between immense wealth and persistent poverty, between untouched wilderness and vast urban sprawl, between the short national identity and fiercely independent regional cultures. It's a nation built on the idea of movement, the movement of pioneer crossing the continent in covered wagons, a journey that once took over 100 days of perilous travel and which today can be done by car in less than a week on very roads that blaze. The drive to push westward to seek a new horizon is etched into the very geography. From the rope marks to the rocks of the Cascade Mountains to the passes through Sierra Nevada. That's really the key of understanding this place. You can look at the topographic map to see the jagged masses of the Rockies, the vast open spaces of the plains, and the meandering threads of the rivers. You can study the statistics, the 12,034 kilometers of land border with Canada and Mexico, the 19,924 kilometers coastline. But to know the United States, you have to understand the people who live on, shape, and been shaped by this land for thousands of years. Its nation of immigrants or native peoples, of descendants of enslaved Africans, of dreamers and strivers for every corner of the globe. It's a land of persistent challenges and boundless potential, all playing out on the stage of breathtaking scale and diversity. It's messy, it's complicated, and it's endlessly fascinating. That brings us to the end of our journey across the United States for today. We've only scattered the surface of this vast and varied country. if there are a particular state, region, or feature you'd like to ask to deeper into, let us know. You can find us on social media or our Facebook, LinkedIn account, Threads, Instagram, and of course, thanks for joining me on Geography 101. Until next time, keep exploring, and much come, people. See you soon.